There was a boy whose name was Heinz. And Heinz was a very happy boy. He lived with his mother and father and sister and brother in a little Swiss chalet. And around them, the sheep were in the field, baa, 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 and the goats were running around, and the cows were mooing, ringing their big Swiss cowbells. And Heinz looked out the window and saw all this. And he said, "Mom, can I go out and play?" And she says, "Yes, Heinz, but always keep the house in sight. Wherever you go, make sure you can see the house and so you can find your way back home." And so Heinz went out and he got himself lost. And as he laid down when nightfall came, and there were some sheep there, and he laid down among the sheep to stay warm and cozy in their fur, in their nice woolly coat. He said, "Mr. Candle, where are you when I need you?" And so, though there was no candle there, because Heinz didn't have a candle with him, Heinz saw a little light in his mind. He says, "Mr. Candle, is that you?" And Mr. Candle said, "Yes, Heinz, this is me." And Heinz says, "Mr. Candle, I'm lost out here in the middle of the field. Can you help me find home?" And Mr. Candle said, "Heinz, I think it's a good thing for you to be happy wherever you are. And when you learn to be happy wherever you are, you will be able to handle anything. So now, Heinz, we're going to have a little story, and then you go to sleep. I didn't have any supper." That's the way the ball bounces sometimes. "And you'll go to sleep, and when you wake up in the morning, you'll know exactly which way to go home." "But I'll be cold." "No, Heinz, you got the sheep to keep you warm, and they know about taking care of little boys. They know all about that." "Well, Mr. Candle, what story are you going to tell me?" "Well, I'm going to tell you a story about a little boy named Heinz." "That's me." "That's right, Heinz. That's you." Heinz lived in a beautiful little home up on the side of the mountains in Switzerland. "Well, that's where I live, too." And Heinz has a mommy and a daddy and a brother and a sister. And Heinz is just a very happy boy. "Well, I'm happy most of the time, even when I'm not lost." Well, Heinz is a little different from the boy you are. Heinz heard his mother say, "Heinz, don't walk beyond sight of the house. Always look and make sure you can see the house so you don't get lost." And you, Heinz, you didn't look. You didn't keep that in mind. You were having so much fun running after the sheep and playing in the meadow and doing these things. And then all of a sudden, nighttime came. And there you were, out in the middle of, you didn't know where. But the Heinz in our story here, he knew where everything was because he didn't go beyond the limits. He always did what his mommy and daddy told him. He always did what he knew what was right to do. And because he did what he knew was right to do, he never got lost. Of course, he never had the adventure you're having right now either. Now, Heinz, tonight you're going to have an adventure where you are sleeping with these beautiful sheep. And you're going to lay your head on their woolly back, and you're going to say, "Oh, the stars are so beautiful. I haven't slept outside alone with the stars and with the sheep." And you're going to look up and you're going to see the stars and you're going to say, "I'm going to count them. I'm going to count them." And of course, you're 4.5 years old, and so you're going to count the stars. Well, Heinz got started counting the stars. And he went 1, 3, 6, 9, 4, 10, 11. And he was counting. Then he's in the millions. And then he was in the billions. Then he was in the trillions. He didn't know what those numbers were, but he was in the way out. But before he got there, he was dreaming that he was a star himself. And in his dream of him being a star, he looked down and he saw Heinz sleeping by the sheep. And he thought to himself, "Hey, you little guy, what are you doing out in the middle of no place there sleeping with the sheep?" And then he looked around, and just over the hill, he saw a house, which was the house where Heinz lived. And so the star decided, I got to go down and tell Heinz's parents where he is. And so the star floated down to Earth and knocked at the window. And Heinz's mother went to the window and opened it and said, what's this? A star knocking at my window? Hey, Walter, come here. Here, look at the star knocking at my window. And he said, oh, Martha, go back to bed. And, no, come. And so Walter got up and went to look. And sure enough, there was a star right at the window. And the star says, behold, I bring you glad tidings. Your child is asleep with the sheep, and he'll be just fine. And in the morning, I have shown him this night how to go home. And in the morning, he'll come home, all fresh and wonderful, with stories to tell you that you'll just have to let him go with. And Walter and Martha, well, we should go get him, we should get him. No, just leave him be. It's his adventure. It's his life. He won't be hurt. Nobody's going to bother him. There are no wolves in the Swiss Alps. There are no evil animals in the Swiss Alps that are going to bother your son or your sheep or anything. Just let him be. This is his adventure. He got lost, and now he's going to find himself. And he'll never get lost again. And Walter and Martha said, all right, Mr. Star, I've never had a star knock on my window, but if you say so, okay. And the star drifted away off into the sky again to hover over Heinz as he lay fast asleep. And when morning came, Heinz got up and stretched and felt so good. Oh, sleeping with the sheep was cool, you know. And he stood up and he says, I see a hill there. In my dream, I heard that over that hill is my house. And so he says, come on, sheep, we're going to go over the hill. He took the sheep along with him. And the sheep followed him, just like Babe, you know. The sheep followed him and did just what Heinz said. And he walked to the top of the hill, and there was his house, not very far away at all. And he looked down on his house and he said, ah, I knew it. And he went home. And his mom and dad were waiting for him. And they said, well, Heinz, did you have a nice outing? Weren't you worried, Mom? Weren't you worried, Dad? Well, why should we ever be worried about you? We wrap you in your pure white light of love and our pure white light of love. And you're okay. But, Mom, it was... And then Heinz told the story of all the wonderful adventures that he had. Oh, boys and girls, here comes that Sandman. He always comes so quick. And he's going to drop pixie dust in your eyes, on your face, and on your body. You're going to fall fast asleep, and you're going to have wonderful dreams. Now, climb into bed. Snuggle up. Let your mommy and daddy give you a big hug and kiss, and you snuggle them back and say, I love you. And close your eyes and say, good night, world. And I'll say, good night, boys and girls. This is Mr. Candle. I'll see you another day. I love you. I love you. I love you.